This presentation is by Midwest Echo Ministries. P.O. Box 735, Binghamton, New York. The lure into the dark world. The dark world is now united, comprising the religious, political, economic leaders and rulers of the world. These are now in accord with the desire to own the world and cast out the authority of God, Psalm 2:2-3. A revelation of the meeting when the accord was reached was shown to the writer. They have formed a monitoring system that is the heart of the new world order that is being formed. It will be the last world government, and it will execute the great tribulation of the Christians. For clarity, it is necessary to know that this is the beast, a system, and also to be headed by a person. There is no valid scripture that says that believers will be taken or raptured before the tribulation. The eyes of the beast system needs to be explained. The eyes of the beast. The eyes of the beast are the complex real and virtual monitoring system that is gradually taking over the world. The mechanism of the system is better explained as follows. 1. Many in the security, law enforcement, and government agencies have been co-opted into the ever-expanding secret societies and guardians of the inner government that is taking over the world. These work within the respective agencies, watching others and gather information for the total control. These are the pupils of the eyes of the beast. Although many are involved, they all gather to be eyes of the system or beast. That means that they all collect information into one place or database. 2. Constituting the eyes of the beast are streams of new recruits in your everyday encounter that glean and collect information into the global system. These include the Eastern Stars, a collection of various secret societies women. They have no reservations and no scruples or conscience. The streams of new recruit exists with you and part of families. 3. The disappearance of many personal and corporate information and databases is a major means of the development of the new world order or government. These appear to have been stolen computers, but your information is just being collected to permanently, slowly and effectively control you. 4. Free internet and online services bring in the main harvest. These include emails, Facebook, Google, Twitter and many more that are yet to come. Although it is currently relatively free, you got to be in the system to get in soon. It will be used to streamline all bypassing all transaction through the internet, the wire, before the numbering system starts. Revelation 13. 5. All electronic equipment made just before the beginning of this millennium have listening, monitoring, and seeing components. This is no speculation. This is one of the revelations given to the writer. 6. Most software and operating systems gather information about the users with rapid transfers to faraway storage destinations, the cloud. These are the ways the devil is trying to be omnipresent and omniscient with the prophesied coming of the mark of the beast, for total control. Revelation 13:16-17. The lure. 1. The main proposal and lure to prospective recruits by the ever-diligent secret societies workers is the opportunity for you to know what any person is thinking about and their intention towards you. That is being a step ahead of others. With this plow, you are offered to enter into the spying system and the underworld to get the advantage of knowing what all around you are doing and intending to do. By that you will have knowledge of many things beforehand. You can be sure to know the business intentions of your contacts even before a scheduled meeting. These advantages can be luring. Any person drawn in by this lure has been possessed by an evil spirit of the air to some measure before, Ephesians 2:2. That spirit controls the dissemination of information that leads to the control of minds. Information dissemination, giving, and propaganda is vital to it. The lure will come in by you being given some pre-knowledge by a recruiting member. The outcome of your entry is getting immediate credit. Once in, the obvious can of worms is open to you and the exit is difficult to find. There is an exit through the Lord Jesus Christ. But the way out is overshadowed, repainted, and made seemingly impossible by the members. This is the New World Order, the conglomerate of all disobedience to the Creator. The collection of all secret societies and underworld. It is also called the end time government. Take it or leave it, very soon you cannot do anything in most of the world except you belong there. Rejecting it is futile without a worthy cause. The worthy cause is denouncing the strategy of the devil, accepting the blood of Jesus Christ as payment for all your sins and taking on his lordship. These simple steps demarcate and separate you from the ongoing development of the kingdom of darkness. These are the simple but major steps of God that he is going to use to differentiate his enemies from his own. With the control of the news media and the manipulations of people by their leaders, it is not certain who the bad guys really are. It is enemies within and without. So many adverse external national concerns exist and are worrisome, that fear is what the leaders are exploiting to control the people. When most of the leaders have signed into these secret societies, alliance and faithfulness to the people are in question. Just like the days of Noah, we are going to be so greedy that there is not a moment thought for whoever is being inconvenienced or destroyed. One of the remarks of Apostle John is that men are going to be trading with the souls of men, Revelation 18, 13. Those that are supposed to be the custodians of souls are going to trade them off for advantages. This is being fulfilled in our eyes as many church and fellowship leaders join these groups monitoring, propagating their personal information and exchanging the same for gain, Matthew 24, 10. They are living off the sheep. The betrayal includes not really preaching to prepare the congregation for the coming of Christ or the emerging tribulation period. Do not be under such church leaders. Withdraw from the information that comes from their communication devices, that comes from the greed of the eyes of the beast. Rather form small fellowships that study the Word of God. Too lured into the underworld by the desire to look after Christians. This is a subtle lure. Initially, the excuse for joining a renamed secret society was to be able to monitor what is going to happen to the body of Christ. But after the initiation, the requirements and demand from the group increases and the man of God is locked in. The renamed secret society can be any of the branches of so many of them. The conglomerate has a very complex working relationship made up of compromises and deals. The desire to protect the body of Christ or other group of interest is a misguided premise. The Holy Spirit is our guide. You cannot play his part. Everyone will be controlled by the biggest world market ever to occur in history. Deals upon deals and the making of a new form of slavery is arising. The generality of the people will be the slaves and the eminent godless ones will control. They pretend to be forming a new form of socialism while denouncing capitalism as uncontrollable. The government of the Son of God is what believers look unto and only God is to be worshipped. Most importantly, in the new world order, everyone will have to go through the wire to live. Meaning that the new enumeration and marking of people all over the world will use the developing internet and GPS systems from the sky. Every transaction will be processed through the joint system. Since everything will go through the wire, it will be easy to control. Presently, there is haste to make the most basic interaction with customer to go through the internet. The bandwidth and speed will be increased to accommodate the endless transactions. The taking of the mark can be a miniature microchip or barcode or similar, that can receive remote signals. It will be inserted in the hand or forehead, Revelation 13, 16-17. It shall be powered with the body. Heat so that it is continuously charged. This device will be able to interact with your DNA and will be able to modify it. Hence, involuntary control of the individual will be enabled. The Holy Spirit will not be able to stay in a modified blood and the person will be eternally lost if he receives the mark. Many will initially prefer to die than take the mark but will be overcome by the physical stress of hunger and the prospect of slow death. They shall give in and take the mark or die. It is better to die in their hands than take the mark. Many that have lopsided knowledge of the scriptures and the word of God shall encourage others that are hiding to give in and take the mark. There will be a misrepresentation of the very scriptural verses that forbid the taking of the mark. The consequence shall be played down, and those that do not take the mark will be ridiculed. Hunger and physical stress will compel many Christians to come out of hiding to receive the mark of the beast because they ignored all information to prepare such as this write up. The things to be doing. 1. Read every word the Lord Jesus Christ spoke. Just read them in your New Testament Bible over and over again. Be a follower of Christ if not yet one. John 3, ask him to take control of your life henceforth. 2. Separate yourself from the world system even with all it offers. Denounce the rebellion against God, Luke 6, 22, 2 Corinthians 6, 17. 3. Do not love the things of the world above the commandments of God and His Spirit, 2 Timothy 4, 10, 1 John 2, 15. 4. Pray always and fast often. 5. Give to the course of the gospel directly, and devote time to preaching and teaching Christ. Preach Christ, all He has done and that He is coming very soon, Matthew 28:19-20. Love God and the people He made. Just love people by the Spirit of God in you. 6. Prepare both spiritually and physically for the coming tribulation as you are not certain of when the Lord Jesus Christ will come, Matthew 25:1-13. Read more of the Word of God than the interpretations of men. 7. Pray this dedication prayer. The Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, I worship you for all that you have done for us. You gave Jesus Christ, your Son, to die for my sins. Forgive me for my known and unknown sins, my omissions, and shortcomings. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and make me clean in your presence. As you wash me, fill me with your Spirit to identify more with your desires. Give me memory of your commandments and word. Guide my ways that I be not distracted from the way. Prepare me to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Give me the opportunity and strength to tell people about Jesus Christ. Keep me in your love and grace. Amen.